One of the biggest misunderstandings of all spiritual practices is that you have to do something to realize something. And if you think that, then indeed you do have to do something to realize something. But you don't have to think that. That's the end of this evening. Any questions? All spiritual practices that I'm aware of, and by the way, I really enjoy doing this, obviously. I mean, I just enjoy being with people and going into depth together and exploring. But I'm pretty eccentric in certain ways, so people are going to get offended. I'm sorry in advance. I'm sorry that I swear a lot. I'm sorry that I say horrible things about every spiritual practice that I've been committed to for 30-some years. One of the biggest misunderstandings in spirituality, as I mentioned, is people think they have to do something to realize something. And it's always entertaining to me to find out what people think they have to do. And it's twice as entertaining to hear what they think they're going to get from doing it. I don't know anyone who's gotten anything from doing any spiritual practice for sure that I know of. I know a lot of people who've grown over time. Some of those people have done lots of spiritual practice. Some have done none. I'm sure you know that too. I was just visiting, I have two living grandmothers in their 90s, and I was just visiting them, and they're both completely cognizant, but their bodies are dying. And so I sit in a room with them, and they're just blissfully, lovingly ready to die. And we talk for hours about how much we love each other, and just how amazing life is, and how, you know, she'll say, "Don't worry about me, I've had a full life, I love you, I love everyone, and I'm dying, you know, I'm ready." And her openness, and there's absolutely no recoil in her heart. You know, there's no any of that going on. She's never done what she would consider a spiritual practice at all in her life. But she certainly is more, at this stage in her life, more heart open and present and attuned to other dimensions than most people I know who have spent decades practicing spiritual practice. I think if you do spiritual practice correctly, it reflects and undoes your habits of closure. And so when you stop doing those habits, you're left in your natural state, which is wide open, loving, radiant, happy, sane. But we tend not to do that. We tend to freeze up and put barriers between us and other people, and barriers between us and ourselves and our mind. We might have 50 different parts of our mind speaking at the same time. Sexuality is one of the biggest things that closes us down. You know, someone could just walk up and tell you you have an ugly ass and you spend 20 years worrying about your ass. I did anyways. So sexuality is good to work with, not only because it provides us with a great place to practice true communion, true meditation with another, two-bodied meditation, but also because our greatest fears and karmas and tendencies tend to be wrapped up with sexuality. You know, we were all born because our parents had sex. That's not always going to be true. Maybe there's some people here young enough who weren't born because their parents had sex, because now they're test tube babies and vitro fertilization and stuff like that. So if you were not born of two parents having sex, I also apologize to you. But most of us in this room were born of two people having sex, which means quite literally we're the karmic result of sex. Our bodily existence is the result of sex. And not necessarily enlightened sex. I mean, think of your parents. So the momentum that births you is not just, "Honey, I love you. Let's have a wonderful family and make light in this world for all beings." But it's, you know, "I'm drunk. I want to have sex. No, leave me alone. Oh, do you have money? Could you pay the rent? Oh, did you come inside of me? Damn it. Jimmy, little Jimmy." So that's the, you know, this is like our karma. I mean, again, some of us might have been birthed from glorious moments of
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.